I have no announcements to make. If you want to ask me some questions, I'll try to answer. Not the present time. No comment. Has not been taken up with me, Bob, and I can't comment on it. I think a thing of that kind would come to me before any action was taken. I think very highly of the President of Ecuador. We had very pleasant conversations. I enjoyed the visit with him very much. I think he's a good man and anxious to do the right thing. Well, I don't know what shape that bill will be in until it comes to me for signature. I'll comment on it completely and thoroughly at that time. You can't tell what a bill will contain until it's gone through the conference and been passed by both houses. You can't comment on a bill in the making. Well, I can't answer the hint. I want to see the bill. We haven't talked on business matters at all. It's purely social. You'll see me Friday to discuss the business matters that you can't see me about. And we'll probably issue a communique on it. I think you've stated the case exactly. I didn't understand what you're talking about.
You said you thought somebody stated the case exactly.
Oh, well, I thought this reporter stated the case with regard to...
Thank you.
You mixed me up a little bit. I'm sure of that. Yes, I do. I think the inter-American relationship is on a better plane than it's ever been in history. And I hope to keep it that way as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. President, I wonder if you mind telling us what you're seeing the Joint Chiefs of Staff about this afternoon?
Just seeing the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Tony.
President, on the floor of the Senate last week, it was instructed that General Marshall is masterminding a great conspiracy. You're unaware.
No comment. I don't know how the senator can read my mind. I said, I don't see how anybody can read my mind. I said to the senator, I don't see how anybody can read my mind. It's very difficult, as Mr. Lawrence over here found out. I didn't hear that question. Will you please repeat it? I think the Secretary of State commented on that yesterday, fully.
Are you ready to ask the bill of President?
No, I'm not. Whenever I'm ready, I'll let you know. No comment, for the simple reason that the bill hasn't come to me for consideration as yet, at which time I'll make the necessary comment. Oh, you can't tell what a bill would be until it's passed both houses. Will you please repeat the question? I couldn't hear you.
Would you care to comment on the record that had a little
more? I still couldn't hear the question. Are you talking to that microphone there so we can all hear? I'm sorry.
Would you care to comment on the arrest yesterday of 21 more communists under the CFAP?
No comment.
Mr. President, in relation to the appropriation bill, putting it a little different way, do you as the chief executive believe the government may operate efficiently with 10% of the budget?
I'll answer that when the bill comes before me in its final form.